Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Again, thank you for your prayers. It's just good to be back in the pulpit. I missed y'all last week. If y'all came to the concert last night, wasn't it wonderful? Oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. It was so good. And saw some of the folk last night. They told me welcome back. Like I'd been gone a long time. I was only gone a week. But it did seem like a month. You know, it is like a long time. Who was I talking to last night? This place was full of chairs in the back. Anyway, about 2 or 3 days is about enough for me. I'm not built that way. You know, I got to be doing something. So that downtime of a week, it was like I was about to climb the walls. But I needed it. I needed to rest and relax. And I did a lot of reading and studying. And I looked a lot in the book of Hebrews. I want to share some things with you this morning that I found. And again, I want to encourage you. Brother Ken mentioned about he bought that commentary I mentioned. I have a lot of different authors that I follow, different stuff. And again, so just so you know how I look at these things, I have commentaries, but also look at these commentators as commentators. Okay, they're just common folk who puts their thought of whether it's Hebrews or Revelation or whatever, how they see it, they put it down on paper. We know it's not inspired. Only God's word is inspired. But they have some great thoughts and all, so we can glean truths from these great men. And he bought the Oliver B. Green commentary to the Hebrews. I highly recommend that. It's rich. It's powerful. You can get them like on 8 books. You just look it up, different used bookstores online for just a few dollars. It's well worth the investment. I have J. Vernon McGee's. I have... y'all remember J. Vernon McGee? Where the rubber meets the road. And I have Warren Wiersbe. Just so many people I have that I just kind of glean, look at different passages, and as I look at verses, and it would help you. I have a Strong's Concordance that when I see a word, I look it up. I'm not a Greek or Hebrew scholar. Don't even pretend to be. I don't even know English half the time. But at least it gives you a little depth of what that word means from that, or in the original language, in the Greek as it was translated into English. And by the way, I say that with all due respect, I believe what we have today is the very Word of God. A lot of people will criticize the King James Bible, but I believe this is the very, very Word of God. It don't contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. I believe that. So anyway, I would encourage you, there's some commentaries that you can get as we study the book of Hebrews. That would be one of the top ones I would recommend. It's easy reading. And it's about that thick, but it's a small book. Is that the one you got? Yeah, about this. Yeah, small, easy reading. And you know that's the way I am. I'm not a smart fella. I really ain't. I went to Auburn Hill High School. That ought to tell you something. You know, so I have to keep it simple to me. These guys get real deep and all. They lose me a little bit. So it's something that will help you. In the meantime, let me give you a little bit of review about the book of Hebrews. I want to get to verses 1, 2, and 3. But again, I believe that Paul was the author of the book of Hebrews. To me, there's no doubt about it. We talked about this last week, why, and I gave you some reasons why of some of the verses that were in Hebrews. And then Peter's statement and 2 Peter talked about Paul wrote some things that's hard to understand and things of that nature. And the recipients of the book of Hebrews is obviously the Hebrew people. And it's just more than the Hebrew people. These were believers, Jewish believers. And it was written, the time frame was before the destruction of the temple in AD 70. So sometime before the destruction of the temple in AD 70, this book was written, because there are some references in chapter 13, chapter 8 and chapter 13 about the temple. About going into the temple, and also obviously the temple was still standing at the time that Paul wrote this letter to the Hebrew people. And the reason he wrote the book of Hebrews to these Jewish people, and by the way, just because it wrote it to the Jewish people, the believers, does not mean it doesn't speak to us. Matter of fact, it speaks to us to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church as much as any other book, and we're going to look at that this morning in verse number 3. That's the key to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 3. But anyway, it's because Jewish believers were caught between Judaism they were coming out of and Christianity, which they had entered into. And they were torn back and forth, and a lot of them were going back into temple worship. And that's why in chapter number 6, verse 1, Paul said, "Now let us go on." Those other ones have went back. They went back to sacrificing those lambs and all back to the because of persecution and the things of the family and all. By the way, we live in a blessed country. We don't fall under the persecution that these people in other countries do. And back then, even so, even in today, whether it's in Israel and in some of the Muslim countries, if somebody claims the name of Christ, they're ostracized from their families. They lose their jobs and all. Just a sideline. When I was in Iraq, this was years ago, after Saddam Hussein fell and we were asked to come into Iraq, and nobody, remember that? Some of y'all old folk that remember this years ago, I was asked to come to start a church there. And so there were some believers there. It's a long story short. I won't tell you. Anyway, nobody wanted to go to Iraq with me. Can you imagine that? I called preachers. I called all kinds of people. And no, we ain't going to Iraq. No more. And so I was going to go by myself. And then a fella a few days before I left, y'all know him, he'll be here today, Frank Gutierrez, he called. He said, "Preacher, I'm going to go to Iraq with you." I said, "Have you told your wife?" He said, "No, I ain't told Cindy yet." He told her the next day because he didn't want me to go by myself alone. Anyway, we went and we met some of the preachers, some of the young preachers there and all. Long story short, when we left, we started a church. It was a wonderful story there, but we'll move on. But they stayed there. They came from one of them was from Iraq, the other one was from Jordan, but they came to kind of minister into that new church. These were young preachers, and they were going to be the pastors. Well, after we left, it wasn't shortly after that, they were kidnapped. And for a month, whoever these guys, the terrorists or whatever, had them because they knew that there were some Americans in that area, and these guys were associated with Americans. And it's funny, but it's not funny. For a month, they were trying to get money out of them, thinking that they would ask us, like a, what do you call it, what? Like a ransom. Yeah. And so the funny part is these guys knew it, got to know them real. He says, "They ain't got no money." He said, "These are Baptist preachers. It had nothing to do with the government. They thought they were getting all kinds of money and all." But the whole time they were there, they never looked at him in the face. They said if they looked at him in the face the whole time, they were beaten, all this. If they looked at him in the face, they would have killed him because they could identify him later on. But I'm saying they were under heavy persecution because of that. And after that, they had to go back to Jordan. And a lot going on there. But I'm just saying we're a blessed country because we can meet here freely without people putting a gun to our head. Well, the Jewish people back then, there were people, because of persecution, they were going back. Now, don't be too critical of them. We got a lot of Baptist people that aren't persecuted, and they don't even come to church no more. Amen, preacher. So anyway, so be careful about how you, well, look at that. So that's why he wrote the book of Hebrews in a nutshell, in a thumbnail sketch, because these people were going back, and he told those other believers, "Now you stay. We got to go on. There's something better than the old way, Judaism, and it's Jesus Christ." So that's the reason he wrote it. The key verse is in Hebrews 1:3, and I mentioned this last week, that this is called, I call it the better book, B-E-T-T-E-R, the better book. Not that it's better than any other 65 books in the Bible, because they're all great books. They're all inspired of God. But the key word in the book of Hebrews, and the theme is better. It's used 13 times. The word better is used in the book of Hebrews. So it is the quote-unquote better book.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.